RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Consistent self-weighing gives you the power to think you can lose waste. That is, gives you the confidence to do it. That's right. This was a study of 148 people, and one group weighed themselves every day. The group that was highly consistent in weighing themselves at least 6 days a week, in their surveys at the end, said they had the confidence they knew what it took to lose weight. That is, they had figured out from the days they gained weight to the days they lost weight what was causing them to gain weight, what was causing them to lose weight, and they said, we can lose weight. This is a group of 148 people who wanted to lose weight, who said they had this at 12 months. Now, the interesting thing is, that group of people, the consistent self-weighers, didn't weigh any less at the end of the 12 months than the group that didn't weigh themselves very often. But the group that weighed themselves every day said they knew how to do it and they could do it when they wanted to. Well, obviously it'd be more powerful if they actually had lost the weight, but in any case, self-weighing appears to be consistent with being able to figure out what causes you to gain weight and then figure out how to do it. Peanuts for babies? Well, we'll get to that story in a second, but I want to go over what Gary Ginsberg is going to talk to us about at the bottom, in 15 minutes or so, because it's my favorite segment. He was asked a question, BPA at the dentist, am I just trading by getting non-mercury fillings, one toxin for another, and which is worse? That's basis of the question we'll give to him that a reader sent. By the way, you can always send us questions. Just send them to youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, and we'll get your question answered to you. Now, youdocs@gmail.com. I'm not on it today, so if you've got a question for Gary or for me today, you have to call in. 844-305-7800. Talk to Ben. Producer Ben will get you on. So Gary's going to talk about that BPA versus mercury at the dentist. How to choose your water. Newark, New Jersey shuts off water to 30 schools due to lead. Should your school have sent it off, or should your country, your county, or your water supply, is it safe enough to drink? How do you choose what water to get? Is the bottled water better? Is some bottled water better than others? Gary's going to talk about that to us. And what the Lebanon, that's Beirut, Lebanon, garbage crisis means for you, and how garbage is getting into the local hospital's own water supply and even into some of the instrument supplies and what you can do about that. And then we're going to talk to him about probably the most important subject of the day, which is young women have a lot of toxins from their cosmetics. Are they at a level that's causing them medical problems, and what you can do about that? So those are the questions with Gary Ginsberg. Peanuts for babies? Studies back allergy preventing strategy. That's right. These are two studies published this week in the New England Journal that showed that giving kids peanuts, right, real peanuts, that is, grind them up if you have to and put them on something, or put them into breast milk, or put them into formula. Obviously, it's the breast milk in a bottle. That is what you've pumped in the breast milk. And also eggs. And I would just use egg whites, not the egg yolks, because I don't want the kids to have egg whites. But if they eat these on a weekly basis when they're young, they have a much lower incidence. In fact, it was about a 60% reduction in the incidence of food allergies as the kids got to age, let's see how old they were in the studies. In one group, they were age 6, 4 to 6, and in the other, they were age 5. So instead of 8% of them having food allergies, under 4% had food allergies when they did this. So those were, both studies were done in Great Britain, by the way, not in the United States, but they confirmed studies done in the United States. And the other important thing is take your kid to a zoo. They have many fewer allergies, about the same reduction, 60%, if you take them to a zoo under age 2. I don't know, a zoo, I guess they get a lot of allergens and other things, exposure to things before their immune system is fully developed, and they develop a tolerance to it. So that's one of the studies. Now, another one is drinking more water. We've talked about this in the past, but a second study came out on this where the more water you drink, pure water, not as coffee or tea or in fruit drinks or anything else, but just water, if you drink 3 more glasses of water, you lose the equivalent of 3 more glasses of water a day. You lose the equivalent of 20 pounds a year in lack of calorie consumption. So you want to lose weight, try weighing yourself daily and then drinking a lot of water. Those are the two studies that have that bent this week. Another one is that paid sick leave may help the whole family. And we'll cover this story, but when we come back in the last half hour of the show, I'm going to talk a lot about reversing type 2 diabetes. So if you have someone in your family who's got type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, 60% of Americans do it, tell them to gather around the radio or click on the internet at RadioMD.com to listen live, because we'll talk about how you can prevent and reverse type 2 diabetes in the bottom half of the hour. And we'll talk about that almost for the whole half hour after Gary Ginsberg and I finish. The study on paid sick leave, well, this is very interesting. It showed that, one, about 70% of people who have full-time jobs have paid sick leave, but the other 30% don't. And they compared that group, and they also compared the group of part-time employees, where most do not have paid sick leave in the part-time employees. And what they find? They found that the paid sick leave is a major public health issue, because the families that had paid sick leave, the people without paid sick leave took fewer days off, and they took fewer than 4 days off a year compared to 5 days with paid sick leave. But those without paid sick leave were 3 times more likely to delay medical care for themselves due to cost, and twice as likely to delay medical care for their family members. Delaying care, of course, makes it more expensive and makes the diseases more serious than they do get it. So paid sick leave will be a big issue, but this is the scientific data on it, that sick leave, just like exercise and retirement and planning for it, is a good thing. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where we want you to stay well.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution. Fact. All probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and only Natron cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. Natron's Healthy Trinity, the world's best triple-strain probiotic. Hear it from our satisfied customers.
My name is Dr. Stephen Faber. I'm a gastroenterologist from North Carolina. I use the Healthy Trinity products personally and recommend them for my patients for several reasons. They do represent three of the best strains of probiotics available today. They're manufactured and shipped cold to guarantee potency of the colony-forming units, and the Natron probiotics are the superior probiotic.
Try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days, plus the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. Give them a call now at 866-4-NATREN, 1-866-4-NATREN, or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. Natron.com, promo code RADIOMD. More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
And now, back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. My sister just emailed me and said I was sounded like I was smacking on something or sucking on something, and she was right. I have a cold. My wife is a pediatrician and comes into kids with her teeming with colds, and usually I don't get them, but I got one, so I had to suck on a lozenge. I apologize to you, the listeners, for that. But now I get to listen to my favorite person and my favorite segment of the show. Gary Ginsberg is going to be talking about what's toxic and what's not. Gary, one of the things that you got asked was from a person who takes real care at the dentist. And what he said in this mailbox is, "Dear Dr. G, I always make sure that any dental repairs in my mouth are not done with mercury fillings. My dentist is happy to comply. However, I just read that the polymer resin they use instead to fill cavities is none other than BPA. Am I just getting one poison instead of another?"
Yeah, now that is a great question. And, you know, you think about putting something in your mouth, you're chewing all the time. Is it wearing down? Are you getting a dose of it? And so with mercury amalgams, we know that the mercury itself, is elemental and can be volatile and can actually be inhaled or ingested in low amounts. And we've talked about that on the show. It doesn't look like the amount of mercury you get from your amalgams is any more than, like a can of tuna a week. So we don't necessarily recommend people ripping their dental amalgam, their mercury, out of their mouth. But if they've eliminated all of the sources of mercury and they want to deal with that, they can go in that direction. But in terms of the BPA, the plastic resins, studies have shown that when they put it into your mouth, when you're getting a filling, you will get a spike in your blood level of BPA, but BPA is very rapidly metabolized. It's a short-term phenomenon. It's not a day in and day out. You know, various lines of evidence show that by far the greater exposure to BPA is in our diet, and also, which could be in some people 50% or more of your total exposure. And a lot of the diet comes from canned foods, depending upon what you eat, but canned foods can be a major contributor because of the lining, the BPA lining in the coats the inside of the cans. You know, paper receipts also are going to be more significant. So I would say to this, thank you for the email inbox, but not a big factor. Dental sealants and fillings are not a big source of BPA relative to everything else.
So the suddenness that it's there when you obviously inhale it, if you don't have a great air passage system, and even if you do, you will inhale some of it, but it isn't a great risk to our health. That's
no,
the takeaway.
I'm sorry if I confused. The mercury amalgams is what gets inhaled. BPA is not volatile. That could be swallowed in saliva. Studies have shown it in saliva, but briefly, and then it disappears. So it's not a big risk from all hygiene work.
Gotcha. That's wonderful news. Let's talk about, if you're getting your teeth repaired, mercury amalgams or the plastic ones or whatever you call it, the composite ones, you'd get composite, I take it.
Yeah, no, I would not. You know, there are reasons in dentistry, even modern dentistry, why mercury has a purpose, really deep cavities, where you're likely to get bacteria to regrow. Mercury is an anti-infective. So some dentists still like it because it helps seal the area and kill off bacteria that might want to grow back in. But in general, unless, you know, you're a really special deep pocket cavity, I would say, and I'm not a dentist to be an expert, but in general, the plastic resin composite is what I would go for.
The next question is that Newark, New Jersey shuts off the water to 30 schools due to lead. How do we choose the right, how do you figure out what to do?
Well, you know, they're going to be drinking bottled water there for a while until they figure out their plumbing problems. And now every state...
But how do we figure out what to do at our home? In other words, we don't know, many of us... I'll bet 98% of people don't even look at that sheet that we get, that booklet that we get from our water company.
But Mike, that may not even tell you what you have at your house, because you may have localized distribution plumbing to your house, within your own pipes that could be pretty old, and you may have a lead problem, whereas another part of town doesn't. So I would say that you got to get your own personal tap water tested. Now, the water company is required to follow the lead and copper rule, which basically is meant to make sure that your water is not highly likely to leach lead or copper from the pipes. So that's a good start. But it's not a guarantee that at your house you don't have high lead. So I would recommend that you contact the water company and ask them to test your tap for lead, and they will do that. So you find out at your house. Now, it's possible, as just as a general precaution, you should always flush your water. Don't drink, you know, the standing water in the pipes, but I would flush it for 30 seconds to a minute anyway before you drink it. That just helps reduce the chances that you're going to be drinking high lead in your water from your pipes. If you have, if your house was built in the 1990s and further on, you're not going to have lead in the pipes. But the older houses still have to think about that. So test your water, get your water tested, even if it's, on a public supply, because your pipes could be high in lead, if it's an older house, and flush the water through. And if you want to drink bottled water, there's no guarantee there either, because bottled water is not necessarily tested that often, and it could come from different sources. You know, the bottled water companies report their results to FDA. There's no MCL for lead in drinking water, so it's not even clear what FDA would do with that result if it was high. They might test their brands once a year, and that may not be often enough to detect the problems. I would say bottled water is not a guarantee. Certainly, if they're bringing bottled water in to the Newark schools, they should be testing that bottled water replacement to make sure that's not high in lead.
Gotcha. Isn't that interesting? So a water company will come out and test your individual water in your house.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. I'm impressed that I can call my water company. Now, let's talk about the intervention study in teenage girls shows chemical exposure from cosmetics. How bad is this chemical exposure?
How bad? We know that the levels of phthalates, triclosan, parabens that cosmetics can give either men or women, because men wear some personal care products as well, not necessarily the same kinds, they can be endocrine disruptive. And so the cumulative effect is something that is increasingly a concern in public health. And this intervention study in California, 100 Latina girls, they were given specially purchased, which on the label said no phthalates, no triclosan, no parabens, and they looked at the levels in blood, and they found the levels to come down by about 40%, showing the cosmetics did make a significant contribution to these young females in terms of their exposure to endocrine disruptors. So, in other words, read the label, try to find phthalate-free, triclosan-free, paraben-free cosmetics, and that is moving in the right direction.
Wonderful. And you can get paraben-free and PBA-free, etc., cosmetics, and we'll talk about that next week with you, okay? How to find those easily, Gary.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much, and we'll get to more topics next week in my favorite.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours, and it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Radio ND.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show and RadioMD, where we hope you stay well. But the show is a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the top of your curve for as long as you can. So that's the goal of the show, and we've had a great segment. One of the segments I love most, of course, is the one from Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. So thanks very much for listening to that. And Gary, I know you just signed off real quick, but your segments are just wonderful. Thank you. If you haven't heard it, he talked about how to choose water. He also talked about how to choose cosmetics, two very important things, and we'll cover those even more in the future. And the incredible thing I didn't know, he talked about how you can get your own water tested by your local water department. Most water departments, he said, will come out and you just make an appointment with them. They're probably not real good at having specific times because it takes time, but they will come out and test your own water for you, which is wonderful, so that you'll know whether you have good water or not. I hope some of you will try that and email us so we can either tell Gary he's correct or not. One of the real things that I learned this last week is how prevalent type 2 diabetes is in China. It's about 29 million people in the United States have type 2 diabetes, and we think another 40 million have pre-diabetes. So maybe 70 million in the United States out of whatever it is, 280 million adults, 25%. Have diabetes or pre-diabetes. But just think of this in China. They have in 2010, and it's increasing rapidly, because in 1990 it was less than 1%. Now it's 11.3%. The CDC, our CDC, and their equivalent of the CDC did a study in China sampling about 98,000 people, some half rural, half city dwelling, and then all different types and parts of the country to get representative samples. 11.6% of Chinese have type 2 diabetes, and if you will, 50.1% have pre-diabetes. So that together, it's about 62% of the entire adult Chinese population. And they treat it kind of like we do, which is both of us treat it wrong. That is, the cause of type 2 diabetes is insulin resistance. It's a genetic vulnerability. Yeah, there is a gene involved, but you don't have to express that gene. But it's a genetic vulnerability or genetic predisposition to getting something that inhibits your insulin receptor on cells from taking insulin and sugar and shoving that sugar from your bloodstream into the inside of your cells. That leads to accumulation of sugar in your bloodstream. Now, before I get to there, so the basic problem is, in fact, we have a blockade of the insulin receptor, and that's caused by inflammatory things like tobacco. It's caused by inflammatory things like eating red meat. It's caused by inflammatory things like infections, like the flu. It's caused by a increase in blood sugar, an increase in blood fat, what we call inflammatory cytokines produced by your abdominal fat. Those are the things that cause insulin receptor to be less functional or cause insulin receptor resistance. Now, what do we use to treat it? Well, most of us treat it with getting the insulin level higher to try and overcome that resistance to insulin. So you give twice as much insulin as normal, and maybe you can overcome and lower the blood sugar, and that's what happens. But is that getting at the problem? No. The problem is we still have high blood sugar from time to time, because we only can get that high insulin when we give ourselves shots, and usually it isn't a continuous infusion that matches your blood sugar. So the treatment is all wrong, and the treatment is wrong here and there. What you really want to do is break the block. The problem comes that the high blood glucose that then results, even temporary high, and it's the peak of blood glucoses that are the problem, puts that sugar onto a protein where it stays for the life of that protein, causing dysfunction in the protein. And that protein, if it's one that is like hemoglobin, where it's hemoglobin A1C, is a sugar in the A1C position of that hemoglobin protein, causes that hemoglobin to not release oxygen normally, which is what causes you to have ulcers and what causes you to have some ischemic disease and what causes you to have brain rot and some other things. If it gets into the blood vessels, that hemoglobin goes on the protein that keeps the cells together. So you've got tile-like cells like you have in the bathroom, tiles. Well, you've got a grout protein that holds those cells together. And when the glucose gets on that grout protein. It causes weakness of the grout, which leads to, that's right, tears in between the chyle cells. And you repair that tear instantly with LDL cholesterol, which is the cause of atherosclerosis. So big things come from that insulin resistance and the inability, if you will, of us to regulate the glucose, as well as if you didn't have insulin resistance. So you want to break down the insulin resistance, and we know how to do that. And that's what our diabetes reversal program here at the Cleveland Clinic helps teach you. It is physical activity, because that builds up the muscle and pulls in the glucose. It is physical activity and diet and stress management, because that stops the inflammation. It is avoiding things that cause inflammation, like the red meat and like the egg yolks and like, that's right, getting your vaccine so you don't get flu or other things that cause you to have either too high a blood glucose or that worsen your inflammatory state. And it's avoiding simple sugars and added syrups and simple carbohydrates that raise your blood sugar level and that challenge the level of insulin you have. So those are the things that we think you should avoid and can avoid. And when we do it here, 60% of people get rid of their type 2 diabetes. That is, they don't have levels of hemoglobin A1C in the area that would, or blood glucose levels in the area that would cause you or them long-term problems. And so that's really one of the keys, is decreasing your blood glucose levels. Is breaking down the insulin resistance. So when I was in China, they're thinking about setting up these diabetes reversal centers, just like we have at the Cleveland Clinic, so that you can break through and not have a high blood sugar and not have the insulin resistance. And that's really the key for this process. So I hope that you are going to do that, and hope that you will take advantage of the information we provide here so that you will know how to break down insulin resistance and get at the real root of the problem, not just the symptom. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We have other top stories, and I'm going to give you, in case you missed it, a review of everything we've covered today. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, If you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and the Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. And treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick. And then I got better.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Where have we gone today? Well, we talked about insulin resistance in the last period of time and how you can break that by getting at the main cause, inflammation at the insulin receptor, caused by either belly fat or lack of physical activity or eating inflammatory foods. Those are the real causes. We also talked about, if you will, other stories earlier, and let's go over all those stories. So, patients carry superbugs on their hands. That's right, 34% of patients, after they got out of a hospital, had organisms on their hands that were detrimental to the rest of us. What does it mean? It means you've got to, if you're a patient, you've got to wash your hands as often or even more often than the physicians you see wash theirs or the nurses wash theirs. Wash frequently. It's the way to get rid of the hand problem of passing superbugs to your friends. You don't want to pass them to your visitors or your friends. Wash your hands very often. Exercise doesn't affect breast density. What does this mean? It means if you're a woman and worried about your breasts losing size with exercise, you don't. But the other problem is that if you exercise, you don't lose the density if you've got very dense breasts, which means you still have the problem that you need an MRI scan of your breasts rather than just a breast mammogram or x-ray to look for cancer of the breast. NFL acknowledged the link between CTE and football. That is that's the chronic traumatic encephalopathy from repeated hits. What do we do about it? What do you do about it if you've got a kid? Well, basically, You want kids to play team games that require them to learn to work together as a team, to require them to learn to be dependent on one another and to be friends. And soccer and football, those four sports, have a lot of, unfortunately, concussions and a lot of traumatic problems. So can you do it with touch football? Can you do it with soccer without heading? Can you do it with other sports? And the answer is, we don't know. Clearly, the team sports of basketball, soccer, lacrosse, and football all have the same problem. I don't know what, and I expect studies to come out on team games that don't have this type of traumatic encephalopathy. We didn't get to, but verbal memory is better in women versus men in early Alzheimer's. What does this mean? Well, one way is that because women have better verbal memory skills than men throughout life, women have a buffer of protection against loss of verbal memory before the effects, the clinical effects, that is, losing memory in Alzheimer's disease sets in. But I don't think that's right, because women develop Alzheimer's and memory dysfunction much more frequently and much more commonly at an earlier age than men. So what's the answer? Well, it seems that the current memory tests used to account for differences between men and women at diagnosis of Alzheimer's may need to be reinvented. And that's really the sign, is that if we're going to detect this early and give medications to for you and treatments, one of the best, by the way, managing stress, doing physical activity, getting DHA, that omega-3 DHA from algae or from even from fish oils, but get the DHA component. You want 900 milligrams a day. That's key for preventing this problem. We also talked about retirement is good for you. That is, people who retire, after they retire, do about 17 minutes more of walking a week and about 50 minutes more of physical activity in general a week. And we talked about the other one of the stories that we mentioned already about patients carrying superbugs on their hands. That's a big story. You got to make sure you wash your hands no matter what. Now, what about, in fact, the stories that I haven't talked about yet? Well, let's get to those pretty quickly because we're running out of time. So one of them was peanuts for babies. Yes, if you give real peanuts or real egg whites to babies, they have, and you have to grind them up and put them with homogenize them and put them with the baby milk, if you will, that those will, in the formula or in the breast milk that's fed by a bottle, if you do that, it appears you decrease their risk of allergies by age 5 or 6 by 50% to 60%. Fasting diets gaining acceptance, we'll talk about that next week because we didn't have time to get to the story this week. But I'm a true believer in fasting diets now that I've started to try one. They're both healthy for weight loss, and they may have a much better advantage in getting people to have longer life by regenerating stem cells. Other study, drinking more water helps your diet. So we have a sponsor, and we should say that we don't control our sponsors, but one of the sponsors is Logged In, which is a water logging. It's a water logging program, and that program encourages you to drink more water. It's a good thing. Drinking more water, every additional glass of water you drink cuts down on your calories by about 65 calories a day. So each additional drinking glass of water. So drinking more water is important for weight loss. Drinking 3 glasses of water a day extra than you do now has a real chance of getting you to lose 20 pounds more a year. A little cha-cha-cha, good for your brain and heart. That's right. When they studied it, they said gardening and dancing, Latin dancing, both improved brain function and improved your fitness and cardiovascular function. So those are the key stories. If you want to, we also had one on paid sick leave. We don't have time to go over that one, but go and listen to this podcast again. Where can you find it? At Radio MD. Yes, you're staying well when you tune in, Radio MD. We hope you've enjoyed this show. This is our 75th show in the last 2 years. We'll keep going. We've had 15 years of shows are on podcast at RadioMD.com. Email us, call us, 844-305-7800 from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturdays, or email us at UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, with your questions, and we'll get Gary Ginsberg or someone else who's an expert to answer.
Over 30 years ago, R.W. and Margaret Garcia set out to make the best-tasting, healthy tortilla chip in the world. They invested every dime they had and started selling chips to retailers out of their family van. Today, R.W. Garcia products are sold around the world. Their products use only the highest quality, premium ingredients, are verified non-GMO, certified gluten-free, and contain no additives or preservatives. Try their 3-seed kale, sweet potato, or harvest crackers, or go for their crunchy, tasty mixed bags of blue, yellow, and red tortilla chips. And for sure, every family must have one of their big bags of blue or yellow corn tortilla chips for healthy snacking and parties. Without question, R.W. Garcia is changing the way people snack with their simple philosophy. Great tasting can be good for you. Go to rwgarcia.com to find out where their products are sold in your area. R.W. Garcia, the best tasting healthy tortilla chip in the world.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/